The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuvtes. We'll pick up the theme that we discussed in the previous shir, that in the Rambam is mavur that Shechita and Halo really are two distinct ideas in the parasha of Shechut Echot. One is the idea of Avoyde Tama, as expressed in the Sugyas. Avoyde Tama is the end Avoyde that finishes every process, both in a Karban Mincha, in a Karban Oif, in a regular Zvicha, and also in other areas of Karbonis, like the Menorah, and so on. Every Avodah that finishes off each process, the Avodah Tama, is subject to the Halacha of Avodah Bachutz, as opposed to Avodah Bifnim. That's Machayev Karis. Also, we have the idea of Shchut Echutz, which Shchut Echutz is Kaveh, Kishala'atzmoy, Dom Shofach, the Torah says, which obviously Dom Shofach, spilling blood, specifically goes on the Shchut Echutz. That is an idea which is unique to Shchita, and it's not the same thing as Avoidah. It's not the same thing as the Avoidah Tamo, which is expressed in Halo, Haktorah, and Zrika, and so on. Let's add another place where this idea is expressed nicely. The Gemara by us, Dafagon, Kuvches, says the Gemara learns it out of Gzeres HaKosev. The Shaila is what the definition of this Gzeres HaKosev is. The Gemara says that Shechita, if the act of Shechita Bachutz is performed by two people, so we have a klal of Shnayim Sha'asoy, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, if two people do one Malacha together, where each one is capable Kishalatzmei of doing the Malacha, and they did it together, both of them are potter. Not called the full ma'aseh melacha. The same thing is true over here. Shtaim shasoy is potter by shchita, not by halo. By halo, if two people are makriv the same, they do the same act. They do aktor together on one piece of basur kochim bachutz. The halacha is they both chayiv. Amikrazayim edasheni. What's the pshat? Let's penetrate a little bit into the din of shtaim shasoy. I'd like to say over a kasha that I one time heard from Hagoyin Hagodol, Reb Zalman Lechemi Goldberg Shlita, one of the great Goyinim of Yerushalayim, the son-in-law of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, one of the Dayonim Mumchim Shebedayrenu, and Reb Zalman Lechemi Shlita asked the following question. There's a discussion in Gedolei Achronim whether the Ptur of Shnayim Shasoy, let's say by Shabbos, we said, is something that's unique to Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a pasuk in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a din that the Gemara says, Shnayim Shasoy is potter. Is that a din that's unique to Hilchos Shabbos? It's a ptur meleches makshaves, or it's a din b'chol ha'Torah kula. Any maisa that the Torah asks, the maisa has to be done by one person in order to render the person who did it chayv. If two people do it, it's as if he only did a half a maisa, so to speak, so he's not chayv. The mashmois of the Rambam, when you look in Hilchos Shabbos, is that this is a ptur b'chol ha'Torah kula. This is a ptur, a general ptur, that when two people would be true, let's say, on bishul basa b'cholov, it would be true on any Maisa Aveira, where two people do the Maisa Aveira, each one is not considered as having done a full Maisa Aveira, Kishala Atzmoy. Reb Zalman Lechemia asked, based on that Hanocha, asked the following question. Open up a Rambam Hilchos Klayim, and one of the types of Klayim, there's planting Chita and Kerem together, there's planting, grafting any two trees together, there's another type of Klayim, the same way there's Shatnes, there's Basim Chol, forbidden mixtures. There's Klayim of putting together, harnessing together, a shovachamor yachtov, lav, and then the Torah and Pasha shoiftim. And the Torah says one is not allowed to put together a shor and a chamor. The Gemara tells us, it's a Mishnah in Klayim, that's only, not when they're harnessed together, but they have to travel together. What happens if two people are sitting in the wagon? Picture, instead of two horses, somebody tied together a shor and a chamor, b'isa, and he has the wagon in front that's being driven, and he starts driving the wagon. He's chayiv alav of shor v'chamor yachdav. What happens if two people are sitting in that wagon and two people crack the whip that gets the animals to start moving? Both of them are chayiv. What happened to shnayim shasoy? All you needed was one person to do it. Each one is capable of moving the wagon kishal atzmoy. Why are both chayiv? Say if you say that the ptur of shnayim shasoy is a ptur that's unique, that's germane to Hilchos Shabbos, okay. But if the mashmoyos of the Rambam is that it's a ptur b'chol ha'Torah kula, so then why should you not be chayiv by shor v'chamor yachdav, two people? This is the kasha of Reb Zalman Lechemia Shlita. I'd like to share with the oilam a teretz that I proposed. I told this over to Hagoyin, Reb David Cohen, Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, who told me that the Teretz is Islamita Shal Torah. So I'd like to share it with you. The Teretz to the Kasha is that Shnayim Shasoy is a definition where the Avera is doing that Maisa, qualitatively a Maisa that's done by two people, is not considered a full Maisa. But that's only when the Mechayiv is doing the Maisa. By Shor v'chamor yachtov, the Avera is the fact that the Chamor and the Shor are tied up or harnessed together. The Avera is not the moving, it's not the act. The Avera is the tying them together. There's a T'nai in the harnessing them together. That's the act, Be'etzem Avisa. And that if two people were tied together, you'd be Potter. But what happens if two people, if one person tied them together, you created that climb. There's a T'nai, the Mishnah says, that in order to be considered fully driving the Shor v'chamor yachtov, they have to move at least a tefach, or at least a minimal amount. That moving is only to render, to complete the act of putting them together. But that's not really the Avera. Over there, the fact that there's something qualitatively missing in the act of moving the Shor v'chamor is not relevant. The point is, there's an Isser of the Shor v'chamor being together. Who completed the act of them being together by having them drive together? Both of them. With Averu would be the Maisa Kishala Atzmoi. If a Maisa is done by two people together, qualitatively that Maisa is missing. With the Mitzius of the Averu is the reality that was created, it needs a Maisa also, then that Maisa could be done by two people, it would be Mechayiv, both of them. This is the Teretz to the Kasha. Based on that, I'd like to say that the same thing would be true to be Mechalik between Shchita and Halo. We explained in the previous year, like we said, that Shchita, the Mechayiv of the Shchita is the act of Shchita itself. The travesty of Shechting Kotcha Machutz is called by the Torah with the strong name Dom Shofach. It's the only place in the Torah where the Torah gives a name, Shrichas Domim, to Shechting a Bal Chai. Because you're destroying the ability. What does it mean to kill somebody? As an aside. What it means to kill somebody is not to end his life. V'horaya by Ritzicha, if you, Achmon al-Tzlan, if somebody kills a treifa, and the treifa is incapable of living more than 12 months, but he has 8 months of quality life left, let's say. The halacha is not chayiv. But if somebody, somebody who's on a life support machine, somebody pulls the plug, he's chayiv ritzicha mamish. The aver of ritzicha is not causing loss of life. The aver of ritzicha is doing a maisa which separates body from soul. Dom shofach, the dom is the connector between body and soul, ki adamu anefesh, the Torah says in the parasha of Shchut Echutz. The dam is the physical part of the person which contains, so to speak, the nafshius, the personality, the life force, the lifeblood of the person. That's why ingesting the lifeblood of the animal is in the same parasha, because it's the same idea. Taking the life force of the animal into oneself is chayav ikus, you turn yourself into an animal. More than eating treifa meat, because here it's the life force of the animal itself, even a kosher animal. Eating the dam of an animal is bringing that behemoth, ingesting, bringing, turning that animal into you, turning yourself into that animal. That's chayv ikaros. The act of shchut echutz is the act of dam shofach, is the act of shchita itself. In that sense, since taver is the maisa, if two people do that maisa, it's qualitatively missing. We have a p'tur of shnayim shasoy. Mashenkin by halal, the Avera is not the Maisa, the Avoidim. But when a person is Oyver, Avoidim, that should be Bifnim, and he does that Bachutz, what he's done is he's taken away from the designation of the Beis Hamikdash. Similar to what we explained as Pashas Achimois and Pashas Rei. In Pashas Rei, the paramount point of the Pasha of Shchut Echutz over there is the designation of one place and one place only for serving the Rabban Shlom in the presentation of karbonis. When one shechts, when one does not avoid the outside, one is taking away from that designation. One is taking away, one is being mechal, so to speak, the Magen HaMikdash, by designating another place. Over there, the point is not the Maisa. The point is, what does the Maisa represent? The Maisa represents rendering someplace else competition with the Beis HaMikdash. The point is not the Maisa. The point is what the Maisa created. In that sense, if two people do the Maisa, then both of them are designating that. Why shouldn't both of them be chayiv? With Aver is the Maisa itself, so a Maisa which is qualitatively watered down, because two people do it together, the Maisa is not mechayiv. But with Aver is not the Maisa, but the Maisa creates the reality,
So then that reality was created by two people. Each one of them created that reality. Let both of them be chayim. That would be the chiluk between shchut echutz and halobah chutz, again, consistent with the way we explained that the two of them are separate ideas be'etzem. I'd like to show another example of where this idea expresses itself beautifully in Taich, in Pashut, reading the Psukim and Chumash. Let's open up again the Chumash in Perek Yud Zayin and Pashut Sachri Mois. Vayidaber Hashem Amo Yisho Leimor, Daber Al Aroim Velbono, Velkol Bnei Yisro, Veomar To Aleim, say to them, Zeh HaDobor, Asher Tzivu Hashem Leimor, this is the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisro, Asher Yishchat, Shor Rei Chesev Rei Eiz Bamachane, Oy Asher Yishchot Michutz Lamachane, He shechts it outside the place, which is designated. Vel Pesach HaMoed Lo Yeviyoy, Via Chorus, it's called Tam Shofoch, like we said, then the Pasuk tells us right after the end of the Aliyah Shlishi, Pasuk Ches, the Torah is Moisiv. Here the Pasuk talks about Halo Haktora. What's interesting is that the Torah is not just Moisiv, that there's a lav, like we said, maybe a Haktora and Shchita, two different lav, it would sound away from the Pasuk, like the Rambam says. They're expressed separately in the Psukim. The Torah gives another Agdomo. Sounds like a separate idea. It's not just two Pratim, two parts of one whole. But what's fascinating is that the first Pasuk is introduced, the first idea of Shchut Echut is introduced to Asher Yishchat, listen to this, Shor Oichesev Oeiz Bamachne. The animals, Shor Oichesev Oeiz, the different animals that are brought as Kabbalahs. Later on, in Pasuk Ches, the Torah says, Asher Yala Oloi Zavach, just as he brings a carbon. Doesn't say anything about the name of the animal. Why? I understand that the animals that are carbonists are the animals that are roid to bring the carbonists. If somebody would take a non-kosher animal, or somebody would take a deer and check there's no shchut echutz, it's not roid to be a carbon, of course. But why over here does the Torah designate the names of the animal? Here the Torah says the general name of carbonists, Oloi Zavach. Could be that over here this point is expressed. The parasha of halo, the second parasha, the point is that a person is being oived, like we said. Halo is just an oifen of avoida. A person is being oived, bachutz, and not bifnim. The point over there is, an oiloi zovach, avoida, karbonis, which should be brought bifnim, are brought bachutz, that's the issa. In the first parasha, the point is not so much the oiloi zovach. Of course, it's only by a carbon. The point is, shchitas ha-behema that has kedusha's carbon. The shchita of the behema. The Torah designates it with the name behema. It's shchita, which is also shy. It's the same shchita, which is by shchitas chulin. It's all part of that parasha. And that's why it goes together, the parasha of the isadam, the parasha of kisi adam, which the Gemara tells us in chulin per kisi adam. Kisi adam and shchita are parts of the same parasha. The kisui is done together with the shchita. One can make the bracha on the kisui before the shchita because they're both parts of the same maisa. One shechts, one covers. The shoichet is the one who's mechoyev. It's all part of the parasha of shchita. Asher yishchat shor oikesev oyeis. He mentions the name of the animals. The point is not so much the shem avoyde shabay. The point is the animal of a carbon which is shechted. So it expresses, I think, very beautifully the idea that we just said. We could even add Rashi in Chulin Daf Tezayin. The way Rashi learns the Psukim and Parshas, Re'ei, it's a big discussion. Rashi and Tezvon Echulun Daf Tezayin, Bosu Taiva, which the Gemara calls Bosu, which is not being brought as a carbon, but an animal, that a person wanted to have a barbecue. Bosu Taiva, it's not a bad thing. A person not bringing a carbon, he's eating meat. He's having it in the Cholent on Shabbos. Bosu Taiva Bamidbor was Shchut Echutz. According to Rashi, all animals to be eaten had to be brought as karbonis, and then the meat would be eaten in the machne, b'kedusha, or b'tahara, with all the time of a carbon. One was not allowed to eat in the 40 years of the midbar, one was not allowed to eat basa taiva at all. Tosus asks on that. Tosus says, what are we talking about? According to Rashi, it seems to be you take an animal of chulin, and it was shechted, shchut echutz. Shchut echutz is only by an animal that was in the skadish kedusha's carbon. It's only by karbonos. The dom shofach is only a karbonos. Has Rashi learned that, but what does an animal of chulin have to do with shchut echutz? Lefima shabiyanu, the way we're explaining, the parsha of shchut echutz specifically is not another spin of avoide bachutz. Shchut echutz is an animal where there's an inyan to bring that animal to designate, to bring that up in the realm, in the Mokum of Kedusha, by doing that outside, one brings that animal down into the world of Bahamias. One brings oneself down to the world of Bahamias. That's the way we explain the Isser, the specific Isser of Shchut Echutz. Let's take that to the Midbar. In the Midbar, there was no neutral. Normally we have what the Chavis Avavis calls, we have in our life, we have in Yonim of Mitzvah, we have in Yonim Chalil of Averis, and then we have neutral zones. Chavis Avavis says really there's no neutral zone. Everything a person does is either Ratz Hashem or not. You tie your shoes. If the Rebbein Shem wants you to look put together, so then tying your shoes when you put them on is an act of Ratz Nabari. If you do it as such, eating breakfast could be neutral, but it's really not. If you're supposed to eat at breakfast, have koyach, to do an honest day's work, to go learn Torah, to go daven, to have a day full of positive activities, eating breakfast is a mitzvah. If a person's eating breakfast, most people aren't, but if a person's eating breakfast just l'shem taiva, so then it's not a mitzvah. He's not doing what the Rebbein Shalom wants. Every second is what you're supposed to be doing, what the Rebbein Shalom wants you to do, or what not. In the Midbar, there was no neutral, and it was clear. They lived on a higher plane. You either were with a mitzvah or not. The area of Achilas Basar had to be consecrated as a carbon because the place was a place of high velocity ruchnius. The Midbar, they were surrounded with Nisan. They didn't live in a world of Basar Taiva. They lived in a world of Kula Kodesh. To take an animal in that world and to treat it as a mundane thing, as a barbecue, instead of using the opportunity again to lift oneself, to lift the animal, to lift the whole physical world into the world of the spirituality, of ruchnius, of pure halal, of pure hiskarvus l'Hashem, was a travesty. That's what Shchut Echutz is. Shchut Echutz is not doing an avoida that's supposed to be bachutz. I'm sorry, that's supposed to be bifnim bachutz. It's an act of shchita, which is supposed to represent one thing, and it's turned into the opposite. Every eating of an animal in neutral mode in the Midbar for those 40 years was the opposite of what Karbonis, of what Tikkun HaOlamos that created by Karbonis was supposed to represent. According to Rashi, that's Shchut Echutz. That's the answer according to Rashi. So I think it's clear that the Shchita and Halo are two separate things. And like we said, that's why the Rambam counts as two separate things. We explain the Halacha of Shnayim Shasoi, why there's a Chilik. And Mitzvah Hashem will continue with other examples that express themselves through the length and breadth of these sugyas on this theme.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.